The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. The big question after the shooting of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords in Tucson was the same big question we always ask. Were there any red flags? Anything that could have alerted friends, family, counselors, or the police to what Jared Loughner was about to do? Well, now we finally know what the family of Jared Loughner saw before he opened fire. More after this from Charlie. Investigators have revealed what they learned about Jared Loughner, the young man who killed six people in his attempt to assassinate Gabby Giffords. CBS's Bob Orr has been going through the 2,700 pages of just-released police files.
Well, there's multiple people shot.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Interviews with Loughner's parents revealed they were deeply concerned about their son's increasingly angry and erratic behavior. His mother, Amy Loughner, said he no longer used alcohol. My concern was like meth or something, she said.
And we've heard this before. After a shooting spree last year that began at a Seattle coffee shop and left five people dead, the shooter's father recounted how he had tried for years to get help for his son, but nothing worked. You would hope that at least family members could find a way to disarm a person with violent tendencies. And in the Loughner case, that's exactly what his father tried to do.
Randy Loughner said he was so concerned he took away Jared's shotgun and often disabled Jared's car at night to prevent him from leaving the house.
The police files also reveal that when Loughner was expelled from college, counselors urged his parents to have him evaluated, but they never did. Probably because, as bad as it might be, what parent thinks their child would be capable of something so horrible?
Well, there's multiple people shot.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.